Hello, this is Chris Pierce, and welcome to the Self-Maintenance of the Brain and Body podcast. This is episode 28, and today I'll talk about mindfulness and how to incorporate into your daily routine to improve your mental and physical health. Mindfulness improves your mental functioning, and due to the vagus nerve, which travels from your brain and branches out to all major organs in your body, mindfulness will also improve your physical health. The purpose of mindfulness is to purposefully pay attention to the present moment without judgment. It empowers you to be aware of your emotions, thoughts, bodily sensations, behaviors, and environment. It helps you observe and describe what you are experiencing to deal with distressing thoughts, regulate your emotions, and engage in less damaging behavior. It opens doors to acceptance, experience, and connection with the world around you. Mindfulness can be traced back 2,000 years to the Buddhist practice. Although associated with this religious practice, anyone can use it to control and regulate the negative emotional and physical responses when interacting with their environment. One of the benefits of mindfulness is increased relaxation. In this episode, I want to share with you how you can use mindfulness to increase relaxation and decrease the negative feelings we sometimes experience by using the power of mindfulness to influence a physical change throughout your mind and body. In my book, Self-Health Andragogy, Self-Directed Learning Approach to Mental and Physical Self-Care, I coined the term microdosing mindfulness, which I abbreviated as MDM. This version of mindfulness allows you to incorporate small doses of mindfulness throughout your day to reduce stress, anxiety, and negative emotions, and improve cognitive function when needed. These not-so-good feelings are caused by a system in the body called the sympathetic nervous system. Microdosing mindfulness empowers you to control these symptoms. But let me first explain a bit about the sympathetic nervous system. The autonomic nervous system is a division of our overall nervous system. The autonomic nervous system consists of the sympathetic nervous system, also known as the fight, flight, or freeze, and the parasympathetic nervous system, known as the rest and digest. The sympathetic nervous system is there for a reason, to prepare us to respond in the face of valid threats, or any time a fight, flight, or freeze response is needed to keep the body and mind safe. Whenever you feel negative emotions such as fear, anxiety, worry, sadness, or any of the symptoms caused by depression, PTSD, anxiety, and many other mental disorders, the sympathetic nervous system is active and pumping through your body chemicals called catecholamines, which consist of cortisol, norepinephrine, and epinephrine, which is also known as adrenaline. When this occurs, there is an increase in the heart rate and a shortness of breath, the digestive system activity reduces, and there are muscle aches and pains. Mindfulness is proven to reduce these effects, turning down the stress hormones, then influencing the release of feel-good hormones. Mindfulness will also increase activity in the frontal lobes, improving your decision-making, your critical thinking, and your ability to regulate emotions. Anyone can do mindfulness at any time during the day, no matter where you are. It's effortless. We all have five senses that are sensors collecting data from the environment surrounding us. To perform mindfulness meditation, all you need to do is look around you and place all your attention towards something that your five senses are collecting. When conducting mindfulness meditation, the goal is to be fully present, placing all of your attention on the stimulus you choose to focus on. As other worryful, busy thoughts or worries about past trauma enter your mind, acknowledge them, ask them to leave momentarily, and do what I call worry suspension. Suspend these thoughts for a later time. As you focus on one stimulus, the body will begin to relax, stress hormones will decrease, feel-good hormones will increase, and activity in your frontal lobes will increase, empowering more focus and clearer thinking. Here's a simple example of microdosing mindfulness that I do daily before I drive. Okay, I'm sitting in my truck, I stare out the window and I see several trees. I begin to focus on the leaves, counting them. I hear the sound of traffic in the background zooming down the freeway. Suddenly, thoughts enter my mind about worry and getting to work and the things I need to do. I acknowledge them and ask them to leave and begin to focus back my mind towards the leaves and the sound of the freeway. My complete focus is on the leaves, on the tree, and the sound of the zooming vehicles. For other examples, you can use the sense of touch, rubbing your fingers together, focusing on this sensation. You can do mindfulness eating, focus purely on the taste and texture of the food and visualizing it traveling to your stomach. Most recommend practicing mindfulness daily for 10 to 20 minutes, but we may not always have time, so I developed the concept of microdosing mindfulness. When microdosing mindfulness, you conduct mindfulness meditation for 30 seconds to a minute multiple times throughout the day. I do this when I get in my vehicle before I drive. I do this between sessions with clients I treat. I do this when sitting in a waiting room for a doctor's appointment. Research demonstrates that those who practice mindfulness daily have improved mental and physical health. I have noticed that when I apply a few seconds of mindfulness microdosing, when I feel stressed or worried, I can create a change in my body, activating the parasympathetic nervous system and feeling better at the moment. My Garmin watch also provides my biofeedback as I see my heart rate drop to its average while I'm conducting mindfulness meditation. In fact, I watch my heart rate and focus all my energy on making my heart rate drop. This is another form of mindfulness. So this week, I challenge you to try this multiple times throughout your day. Nothing is stopping you but you, your own self. Your five senses are always collecting data from your environment, and it's simple to take a moment and practice mindfulness meditation. This concludes this episode. Thank you for listening. Please tune in every Monday for another self-care tip. If you enjoyed this episode, do me a favor and share it with your family and friends. Please check out my self-care book, Self-Health Andragogy, Self-Directed Learning Approach to Mental and Physical Self-Care. It's available on Kindle, print copy, and audiobook. You can find links to this book in the show notes of this podcast.